From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues a series of studies in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message entitled The Rich and Glorious Mystery. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the essence of this mystery, and He's revealed in the preaching of the gospel. Yet, as Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, it's not enough simply to give sinners information about Christ and the way of salvation. There must be a divine work done in the sinner's heart to awaken him to his need and to enable him to embrace Christ. This mystery is rich because through Christ, God makes all believers heirs to all the treasures of heaven. The chief treasure is Christ dwelling in the heart of the Christian, which is what Paul meant when he spoke of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message shortly. First, we'd invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Absolutely No Remembrance. The text is Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. According to this gracious covenant, the Lord treats His people as if they had never sinned. Practically, He forgets all their trespasses. Sins of all kinds He treats as if they had never been, as if they were quite erased from His memory. Oh, miracle of grace! God here doth that which, in certain aspects, is impossible to Him. His mercy worketh miracles which far transcend all other miracles. Our God ignores our sin now that the sacrifice of Jesus has ratified the covenant. We may rejoice in Him without fear that He will be provoked to anger against us because of our iniquities. See, He puts us among the children. He accepts us as righteous. He takes delight in us as if we were perfectly holy. He even puts us into places of trust, makes us guardians of His honor, trustees of the crown jewels, stewards of the gospel. He counts us worthy and gives us a ministry. This is the highest and most special proof that He does not remember our sins. Even when we forgive an enemy, we are very slow to trust Him. We judge it to be imprudent so to do. But the Lord forgets our sins and treats us as if we had never erred. Oh, my soul, what a promise is this! Believe it and be happy.
My ring.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Notion of human merit weighing anything in the scale of God is a hateful and damnable thing. Many of you will know that one of my modern heroes is, or was, the late Sir Winston Churchill. In many ways, in the providence of God, we have whatever freedom we have today because he was the right man in the right place at the right time. And without him, the whole of Europe would now have sunk into a Nazi wasteland. And yet a bigger fool never lived. And I say that as an admirer. A bigger fool never lived. Churchill said there was a time he was thinking and he couldn't get into the army, he would go into the church. And being the bulldog Englishman, he said, just to be out of step with the spirit of the age, I would have preached uncompromisingly orthodox sermons. One of his biographers very rightly says, we could imagine Churchill in the pulpit, but we could never imagine Churchill on his knees. Of course, there's many another preacher the same. Later in life, Churchill said that he had a good balance in the bank of observance, and that his necessary trips to church for baptisms and weddings and funerals and the like topped up the balance. In fact, he said, I haven't even looked at the balance or thought of the state of my account for many years. I may even be overdrawn. And as he was going out to meet God or thinking of it, he said, I am ready to meet my Maker. I don't know if my Maker's ready to meet me. And now you'll understand why I say a bigger fool never lived. The great are not always wise. Suffering from this desperate delusion that God in some way, somehow, gives weight to the merit of man. God would be false to himself were he to do so. And such a way of weighing man is an abomination to him. It's a just weight. It's his delight. But here's the big question. And here's the great glory of the gospel. If God can only delight in an absolutely just measurement of my fitness for heaven, how on earth can I ever get there? Every religion in the world has come up with its own stupid answer. From popery's notion of purging your sins out in the fires of purgatory, to the Jewish notion that if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you'll get there. But God's answer is Christ. Our covenant head, bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. What a treasure house of truth there is to be enjoyed in the doctrine of God's salvation. And let me ask you a question. And I want you to take it seriously. I'm not trying to put people on a guilt trip. I'm trying to get you to change your life where it needs to be changed. You sit here this morning and I have no doubt that in the vast majority of cases, I would hope in every case, you'll nod your head, you'll acquiesce at least in your heart and say, yes, that's true. I believe in all that. I believe that's what the Bible teaches. But let me ask you this question. Outside of when you hear these things in church, how much time have you ever spent actually thinking on these things? How often have you ever taken the Bible and got away with God and opened this and got on your knees and cried, Lord, teach me, show me? Let me recommend it to you. I've told you the story in the past. Some years ago, I was exercised about this doctrine of the incarnation. Every December, when the world wants or seems to be a little bit more willing to listen, I always like to preach on the doctrine of the incarnation. For a number of years, I would take every Sunday in December and do that. But so that it wouldn't simply be little sermon outlines. I remember getting in my study and going alone with God and crying to God that He would open the book to me in a new way. He would open my heart in a new way. He would give me an understanding or at least an appreciation of the magnitude and the majesty of this mystery of the incarnation of God. I can't say I can do a good job of ever expressing that. But I do know that those were days of blessing and of heaven and earth. Days when my own heart expanded. Days when my own soul was lifted up. Days when I could, if not understand, which I couldn't, at least I could rejoice in this glory of God coming in the flesh. I could tell you of other times when I've gone to the Lord with other subjects, and I'm encouraging you to do that. This is not a preacher's prerogative. It's not limited to some clerical elite. This is for God's people. We are all priests of God. We are all indwelt by the Spirit of God. We all have the same Bible. You may not know Greek and Hebrew, and you may not have studied systematic theology. So what? Those are tools. They're available for your help as you need them. But you've got a Bible. You have the Holy Spirit within you. Let me ask you again. When was the last time you got alone with God with an open Bible? And you cried, Lord, speak to me. And you took time to think through and pray through and praise your way through some of the great truths of the gospel. What's the last book you've read about the person and the work of Christ? What's the last book you've read or studied about the atonement, about the resurrection, about the intercessory and mediatorial work of Christ? Well, you read the newspaper. Fat lot of use that'll do you. You can tell what's happening in the political world, perhaps. The more you think you've got a handle in that world, the more you realize it's just a bigger and bigger mess all the time. You've maybe read the latest novel. But here's God's book. What have you done with it? Let me tell you, this is a rich and glorious revelation. But the particular richness of this grace lies in this, the indwelling of Christ in your heart. Christ in you. That's the rich fullness of this divine revelation. And He dwells in you by His Spirit. I can prove that simply by referring you to Romans 8, verses 9 and 10, which say, you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of you, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. What he's saying is, by the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you, he means Christ dwelling in you. By Christ dwelling in you, he means the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you. The Holy Spirit is the true vicar of Christ. He, as the Spirit of Christ, dwells within us. He's the source of all life and light. He's the revealer of Christ and the gospel. He's the sanctifier of our souls, the constant sustainer of our being in God's grace. And because of him, we have fellowship with Christ. We have the presence of Christ. And we have the power of Christ. And that brings me back again to the very point of the question I asked. When last did you get down with God's book? Because you have no excuse. You've God's word. You've God's revelation. Outside and inside, you have the Holy Spirit, the author of the book, responding, as it were, to his own revelation. This is a rich revelation, and God puts us in possession of it. It's also a glorious revelation. Christ in you is the hope of glory. What a statement. No hope of glory for any man apart from the indwelling Christ. Ephesians 2, without Christ equals without hope. But with Christ in us, we confidently are waiting for glory. To humans, hope is something that's not very certain. You're hoping for something because you're not sure of it. That's the very opposite to the biblical knowledge of hope. Biblically, to hope for something is to wait confidently, expecting it, because Christ has purchased it and God has promised it. And you can't have anything better than that. Now, that's what's revealed by God in the mystery of the gospel. He's given us truly a wealth of his fullness in Christ, and he's given us his blessed Holy Spirit to dwell within us. He has sealed us by that same Holy Ghost for glory. Ephesians 1:14 says the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. What's the earnest? It's the down payment. It's the first payment that guarantees all the rest. Christ in you is the beginning of glory. Christ in you is the promise of eternal glory. Christ in you is the guarantee of that glory. Therefore, to know Christ is everything. Beside this, all other knowledge is sterile. Think of it. Can you recite the periodic table? Big deal if you go to hell. You know all that higher education can impart. Big deal if you're perishing in the pit. Beside the knowledge of Christ, what else matters? Now, do not misunderstand me. I am not an obscurantist. I am not anti-intellectual. I believe that once you know Christ, it will set your intellect free to learn as you've never learned before, and what you've never learned before, and use the powers that God has given you in ways you could never have dreamed of. But I'm saying this. In all your getting, get this wisdom. In all your knowing, get this knowledge. The knowledge of Jesus Christ as he's revealed in the gospel, as your Lord and as your Savior.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.